Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Joining you this morning, broadcasting live from the University of Phoenix Stadium in beautiful Glendale, Arizona, we have a humdinger of a home show here. We call it the Maricopa County Home Show. And if you've got an idea or a thought or a project in mind, this would be a great place for you to get this weekend and get downloaded all of the new updates, materials, trends, and tips and products on getting that project done. So we're broadcasting live here at Rosie on the House. We're in the garden this hour like we always are. We have a special guest in with John Jay out on a little vacation. But let me give you all a heads up. Those of you that are listening on our Northern Arizona affiliates, KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, Chasm out of Sedona, or CAP out of Flagstaff, any one of you that have used a Rosie certified contractor partner, you have an opportunity to join Rosie on the House in a private suite at the Dierks Bentley concert at Tim's Toyota Center on Monday night. We've got four tickets to give away today. What we're going to ask you to do is be prepared to prove to us you've used a Rosie partner in your community in the past, and you immediately become eligible for a drawing. We'll do the drawing a little bit later today or early tomorrow morning before church, and give the winners a call so they can schedule appropriately. But Dierks, of course, as many of you know, is giving a benefit concert at Tim's Toyota Center for the benefit of the 19 fallen Granite Mountain Hotshots. All proceeds are going to the family, so we couldn't not take advantage of buying a suite and supporting that particular event. So we've got some tickets available just for our Northern Arizona Rosie on the House listeners. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be talking about how you can win those in more detail later. I can't tell you right now because we're still writing the rules. Hey! We're still making the contest up as we go.
It may change when we start it, too.
Yeah, it may start. But be prepared at 9 o'clock. We'll probably give our first couple tickets away. If you've got a landscape or gardening project you'd like to visit with us about, you know we're available here on a toll-free phone number. The number's 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-767-4348. With that said, the topic of the building part of the show, home part of the show today later at 9 o'clock is building permits. When to get them and when not. What purpose do they serve? Right now we're in the garden. Give us a ring. Let us know what you're dealing with. Probably a few people in the valley and Pinal County want to talk about monsoon damage.
Man, and what a storm last night.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Did it wake y'all up?
Not me. I slept good.
Yeah, me neither. But my wife said it was a really good one. We're joined with Jonathan Manning of Elgin Nursery. Many of our regular listeners are familiar with Mr. Manning. When Jay Harper's not in, we're going to talk this morning. We've heard just about every garden host and landscape contractor that we work with here at Rosie on the House has their own opinion about the rain sensors. And after it rains, you know, it's supposed to not use the water. Where do you stand on the water? We've got some that say, you know, even when it does rain, it's not enough to make a difference. Don't touch your system. Leave it alone. Some say take advantage of it. Save the water.
Yeah, from an ecological standpoint, I would say save the water. The problem is that, unfortunately, people tend to forget to turn it back on, and the damage done by not having water for the next couple of weeks would be much worse than having that water system come on during a rain or soon after a rain. If the ground were to stay wet on the surface for more than a week, I would say then you start thinking about maybe turning it off. It's not going to hurt any plants if your system comes on when it just rained. Usually a rain doesn't soak in as deep as you'd want irrigation system to soak the water in anyway. It's usually only the first 6 inches of soil, and you're trying to get that water to soak in 3 feet on a tree. So,
and we were talking earlier before the show just about what the plants have gone through. Back up a couple of weeks.
Let's not do that.
So a couple of weeks, you know, end of June, it was say 5% humidity, 116, 118, and windy. And that is the worst combination for a plant. That dries them out, just sucks the water out of them. So as we all noticed when it started getting muggy, it's a way worse situation for us. it's a better situation for a plant. So the humidity goes up, they don't lose water as fast, and actually over the last 3 weeks I've seen everything in the nursery kind of perk up and put on a little bit of new growth. You got to look close at this point because it takes a couple weeks for whatever happens to a plant to finally show, you know, but the humidity increase that happened, say, 3 weeks ago is finally starting to perk up anything. So if you have something that you thought was almost dead end of June, hang in there, and it might just get better and better now as the humidity comes and these rainstorms come.
And the bypass sensor, a lot of them are just a switch. You know, every you got Hunter, Rainbird, they all have their different systems. And like you said about not messing with it, what I by the end of a season, when you change it, I finally have it figured back out. And I think, okay, I got this.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you go to change it for the next season. And, I mean, it's like 3.5 weeks. I'm messing with it, trying to get it right and back on program and firing when it's supposed to. Tell me about this product you'd use for your hose.
Yeah, it's just a... they said a lot of different brands sell them, but it's a battery-powered timer that you just thread on your hose bib where your hose goes, and then you thread your hose back in on the other side of it. And it does everything a regular timer does, much simpler, though. You know, it's real easy to use. You don't need electricity or wires going all over. You can hook that hose that you screw onto it, either just leave it as a hose that waters one thing, or you can put a drip line and also thread that onto there so you have, like, a drip system, but it's much simpler to manage. And they're usually $30-$40 for the thing that'll water one hose out the end of it, but you can control how often it waters, how long it waters for when it does. Even has a manual button where you can turn it on and just use the hose if you want. But that's an easier way, because those timers are, I think, more complicated than most people need. And that's the confusing part, is there's so much to do. They make them where you can do so much with them, but no one needs that much, you know. So remember, you're only changing throughout the year the frequency, which is how often it waters. Once you figure out how long it should run for to wet that plant the right amount, that's the same year-round, cold, hot, anything. The only thing you're changing throughout the year is just how often that happens. And the rule would be it should water thoroughly all at once and not again until the first inch of soil is dry. So you want that surface of the soil to dry between each watering. Never should stay wet all the time. But once it is dry, about an inch down, you can do that same soak again. So how long you water for doesn't change, only how often you do it for.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Before we get to our calls, a good soaking rain like this, you know, the moisture, if you took a screwdriver out or a prod and stuck it in, it's pretty soft, pretty deep. A new tree with a good canopy, you know, could be prone to getting knocked over, getting its roots ripped out. Let's talk through setting up the proper tree. If you didn't lose it.
Yeah, if it's still standing there. The ones that have the most problem are desert trees. That would be mesquites, Palo Verdes, and like willow acacia, probably are the three worst. And it's because with all this summer weather and water, they grow like crazy, too much for their own good.
Even with those little tiny leaves, not like a big, I mean, they're not a big mulberry leaf, they're just a little tiny thing.
But lots of them, and lots of long, whippy branches. So the first thing I would do is, if you're ever going to do a trim, it'd be now's the time. The danger of trimming when it's this hot is only that if you remove so much leaf that the sun comes in and burns the skin of the tree, you wouldn't want to cut that much off. But little by little is always better than all at once. Little by little, you make the head of that tree, the crown of that tree, smaller, so it's less wind resistance on it and gets it out of your way. Usually they're going every which way and hanging to the ground anyway. So a little trim would be good right now, as long as you're not letting the sun come in and burn the trunk. And then staking, it'd be definitely a good time to check the stakes you have, put new stakes on. The rule with staking is that we put a stake tied to the trunk in the nursery. And the only reason we do that is because it's the only way to get a trunk perfectly straight. Once that's done, once that trunk's straight, it's time to start letting it have a little bit of wiggle with the wind. So that's why you put two stakes. When you plant it in the ground in your yard, you'll be taking our stake off, putting two stakes on, one on each side of that tree, and then wire comes in and has a loosely fitting ring around that trunk, one or two if it needs it, one high and one low. And with the wind being able to blow the tree around in that little, say, 3-4 inch ring, it stimulates the trunk to fatten up, so you get rid of those stakes even quicker because it's wiggling around with the wind. Not so much it breaks, but you're working with that fine line between a little's good.
So when you see them stretch tight, that's incorrect.
Yeah, it's incorrect. And just don't leave them on so long also that the trunk swallows up that wire ring. I see them all the time with the wire just poking out, and the rubber hose part is swallowed up by the trunk. It makes for a weak part in the trunk right there, and eventually they'll snap off.
When can you decide to remove the stakes?
The stakes,
you know, we've got a Palo Verde we planted in the front yard. I'm going to say it's about 2 years ago, and it's triple staked. It's a multi-limb, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking it's probably about time to let that baby go on its own now.
Yeah, I would.
How do you decide?
I would always lean toward taking them off if you're wondering. It's the you know, usually we use the wood 2-inch lodge poles, mm-hmm. round stakes, and after a year or two, they start to rot right at the surface where they're always wet. If the tree trunk is bigger around than that stake is, the tree trunk's already stronger than the stake's going to be. The stake's dead wood, already rotten away. The tree is live and rubbery and you know. The problem is sometimes they'll still lean, and people want to cable them back to straight. In my opinion, especially in multi-trunk trees, if it leans, leave it leaning and trim it accordingly. You know, you trim off the downward side and let it grow. But you can get 3 feet of... you know, what we'd call suckers in other places, but a sucker is just a baby trunk,
yeah.
if you think about it, you know. So you can let the tree balance itself out with its own growth, or keep pulling it with a cable and hoping that it makes enough root to stay there.
I used to be, you know, really, well, I like things nice and neat and straight. I used to do that with the trees, and I think it was, what was the gentleman's name? Whitfield.
Yeah.
Brian Whitfield said, you know what? Give it some character. Don't stake it. Let it grow the way it naturally will, and you'll have a lot more entertaining trees. And I started looking at other trees, and especially out in the wild. You know, I kind of loosened up on making sure it was nice and straight after that.
Yeah, you find me a desert tree out there that is perfectly straight going up, you know. They never do.
It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation with Jonathan Manning of Elgin Tree Nursery. We have Bill in Tucson, George in Phoenix, and your call after we get back from this break. It's 1-888-767-4348, broadcasting live from the Maricopa County Home Shows at Phoenix Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.